For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. In 9 months, a baby can be born. A high school graduate will be very close to completing that first year of college. And if you're a flood victim in South Carolina, you could still be waiting to move back into your home. The United Way of the Midlands provides programs and resources through certified partner agencies to improve the quality of life in Central South Carolina. This includes Calhoun, Fairfield, Lexington, Newberry, Orangeburg, and Richland counties. The organization was vital during the initial recovery work after October's flood and is now coordinating the Midlands Flood Recovery Group. Senior Director Jennifer Moore.
And that's really weaving our different service providers, our nonprofits, and our faith community together to respond to the needs that are still out there.
For the majority of flood victims in Richland and Lexington counties, that need is rebuild work.
Our purpose really is to look at groups that are doing rebuild. We're bringing folks together to make sure that we understand where the resources are, where the resources are needed, and then to really understand who has the capacity agency-wise to address unmet needs.
During a recent flood recovery update press conference, Governor Nikki Haley stated the flood created $741 million in housing losses and that the state has a long recovery road ahead of itself.
We are not done yet. Just because the water is gone, there are still people in need. And so we want to make sure that we're constantly working on this throughout the year to go forward. What we try and do is keep our priorities straight. Our priorities are, as long as someone is still without a home, we've got to put them in it.
Moore says within the Midlands Flood Recovery Group, more than 60 partners are working to do just that.
To give a little bit of an example of what we've been able to do in the last 8 months is in Richland and Lexington County, we know that 69 households have been able to be repaired through the work of those nonprofits.
Unfortunately, she says right now in Richland County, 383 households are still on nonprofit wait lists. These homeowners
cannot afford to do the repairs on their own. They didn't get enough FEMA money, enough insurance, and there's just a gap.
Residents in the northeast area of Columbia filled a meeting room at a local community center. It's a Thursday evening. In one area of the center, kids are playing basketball. In another, some are talking with friends. But in the meeting room, about 20 adults are listening as officials with Richland County Emergency Services Department explain this gap.
Helping out with the disaster, and I'll talk a little bit more about how valuable they are right now. They're valuable throughout the disaster, but especially right now. We have no federal funds that have arrived yet in the county to distribute, none. So our recovery is relying heavily upon volunteer organizations.
Residents learn about the different programs Richland County has been applying to in order to receive federal funds to assist in flood recovery. But they also learn that there is a process, which can sometimes be lengthy, to receiving these funds. Nonprofits and volunteer groups are how home repairs and rebuilds are currently getting done. Back at the United Way, Moore says some of the nonprofits that are filling this gap can work on smaller, quicker projects, while others can do larger repairs. But what they all need is more money.
The most important thing right now is honestly financial resources. So we are accepting donations here at United Way on behalf of the Flood Recovery Group. Our website is uway.org, and there's a flood recovery section where folks can get information not only on making a donation, but how to volunteer and how just to be informed.
With informed and involved residents, Moore is hoping they will get the resources to meet the long-term needs of flood victims. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.